Big win for the Cowboys, blowing out the Vikings, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the Cowboys owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congrats.
Hey, good morning. What a morning. Isn't it good?
What a morning.
You know, games like yesterday make all the media criticism that y'all heap on me and all the random fun baby scandals worth it. It really does.
I bet. That must have been a blast for you to watch.
Oh, man, I love games like that one yesterday. When it's over and already over in the third quarter like that, I can spend the whole fourth quarter getting really tanked up, really good and pickled on that alcohol. In fact, I don't even know what the final score was. Can you boys tell me what it was?
40-3. Good guys.
Love it. Love it.
That's quite the bounce back.
Justified my love yesterday. You know, Zeke and Tony and Dak all made my football pants very, very happy. Very happy.
I bet.
They almost did to my pants what no little blue pill's been able to do so far.
All right, Jerry. You'll have to tell us about that.
All three played very hard, and per my word, they will have their beloved pets returned to them by the middle of the week unharmed.
Oh, God. So, holding them hostage?
So Zeke and Dak's dogs can go back to mauling neighborhood kids very soon.
Okay, those are a couple of isolated incidents. It's not as if they do that every week.
And how about that defense, huh?
Yeah,
much better.
They were so good yesterday that I didn't even notice how crappy Leighton Vander Esch was playing for most of the game.
Okay, leave him alone. He's part of your defense.
Our defense was all over Kirk Cousins like Pete Davidson on an emotionally broken starlet.
He does bounce around, doesn't he?
I've got a lot of things, though. But we have to understand this is this was a great victory, and but we got to put it behind us now because we got a quick turnaround now for this Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, Giants.
That's right, and I've got to get a lot of things done. I got to get my special plumbers on standby for the locker room toilets. Because you know what Thanksgiving does to toilets, don't you?
Yeah, it has a tendency to do that, yeah.
Busiest day for plumbers in the whole year. And I've got about 40 guys over 225, so, I mean, you do the math there.
Yeah, plus, that could be tough.
I've got to find a place to stash Gene during the game so I can be free and clear to operate inside my suite, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. You don't need to be operating.
So if any young ladies with questionable morals and have an interest in being invited to my suite, then send me a recent pic of yourself along with a signed NDA to hornyoldgoat@seekingsugarbabies.gov.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't give out an email address like that.
And I'm assuming that both of you, and along with a lot of your viewers, are getting very excited about the Jonas Brothers at halftime.
Yeah, how about that? I bet Jerry Jr. is.
Well, I tell you, he's not too excited about it, to be quite honest with you.
Why is that?
Well, this has caused a hell of a rift in my family because Stephen and Jerry Jr. were so pissed when they found out that they had misunderstood the big halftime entertainment press release because they have limited reading comprehension skills. as a result of them attending schools that were so expensive that they never had to do any work. And they thought that the halftime entertainment was the Jones Brothers.
They thought it was going to be their little band.
No.
That's exactly right. So they've been out in the garage practicing Louie Louie on trombone and drums. And it's been driving their mama into a third box of afternoon wine, making all that racket.
Well, you are in charge of the whole thing. I guess you could get rid of the Jonas Brothers and bring out the Jones Brothers.
Yeah. Or maybe just have the Jones Brothers open up for the Jonas Brothers.
There you go.
Yeah, now you're talking.
I think everybody would love to hear a very simplistic, watered-down almost mentally challenged version of Louie Louie done on Trump.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear that. Maybe we could hear that next week.
And I tell you, the one of my kids that is excited about the Jonas Brothers is Veruca.
Okay,
stop.
Veruca's really excited. You know who Veruca is, right? She's my new half kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's not your half kid. She's your full kid.
I conceived her with a one night gene that I met.
Oh, man.
at an airport, but
yes, we know the story.
Yes,
we're all real excited about it. So let's get ready for Thanksgiving. Let's go!
Okay, happy Turkey Day, Jerry.